until you're subjected to powers campaign against you of surveillance, including visual, watching him, whether just his heat signature or more than this, when he's in his own home. I'm sure it pleases and thrills them that they can have access to anyone they want, no matter how much money or celebrity they have. The only thing they don't have access to are our thoughts, and they're working on that. Those who warn of the state's privacy violations of its, quote-unquote, citizens don't know the hundredth part of it. This is what the state does to those targeted as inconvenient or disobedient, by which I mean challenge the legitimacy of the state. I know because I'm experiencing it. And when you are the one it's happening to, you know it, long before your face gets rubbed in it. Until you're subjected to powers campaign against you of surveillance, harassment, and attrition of your physical strength, your stores of energy, I'm not sure you can fully appreciate the enormous strength and courage it took for Prince to continue to do his art authentically, i.e. to tell the truth through the root of his body's direct access to it, unmediated by the power guy's attempts to distort or lessen his confidence in it by means of psychological manipulation, to express honestly his thoughts, fears, and longings, to share his authentic self openly, meant putting himself at even greater risk, because power depends on extracting precisely this honest information about your feelings in order to use it against you. They don't care where they kick, just as long as they hurt you. These are sadists, as we've said. What they do to us shows us what was done to them as infants. And if anyone has not been long a part of these conversations, we've devoted several months, maybe almost half a year, to reading Poisonous Pedagogy, that chapter in Alice Miller's For Your Own Good. And she explains how the torture of infants is not accessible, that memory, to people when they are adults. It gets replaced. It gets buried, along with the rage that they felt as a result of it. But the rage isn't gone just because it got lost to their conscious mind. And this is why we're comparing the different strategies today of Karl Popper, Pierre-Joseph Proudhon, Alice Miller, and Prince, because in their various ways, they are addressing this question of how to re-access our suppressed feelings. Another way of saying this is how to end the class system.